Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after. Thanks very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you, as always. And you're going to be really glad you're with me because we got Kirk Chaffetz back on the show. Kirk is, as I told you earlier in the hour, and I'm going to say it now so he can hear me. I don't know anybody on the planet who has a better perspective of the relationship between your prospects and your business than Kirk Chaffetz. He knows where we've been, he knows where we are, and he knows where he's got a pretty darn good handle on where we're going with regard to meeting, building a relationship with prospects, meeting them, building the relationship, and then sustaining that relationship in a way that is beneficial for both parties. And folks, that is no mean feat here in 2010. And Kirk's here to talk to us a little bit more about that. Kirk Chaffetz, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much, Jim. It's great to be back.
It's good to have you back. He's also the author of Thinking Inside the Box, one of my favorite books. Kirk, I said at the top of the hour that you and I've talked about this quite a bit on the show, off the air. We've had these conversations. You've inspired me with some of the things that you've talked about to formulate some of my ideas. You know, I've been talking a lot about what I'm calling the age of the customer, which is, as you and I have spoken before, is the dawning of an age where the customer has complete control over the relationship, every single aspect of the relationship, the buying decision, information about your product, and the experiences that other people have with you. I mean, all that's laid out in front of them. They don't need you for any of that. And so the only difference is, the only way you can differentiate yourself is by the experience that they have with you. Now, is that too simplistic, Kirk?
I don't think it's not at all. And I should return the compliment, Jim, because you've done some of the most advanced thinking on all of this on behalf of small businesses, where I think the distinguishing difference between a small business and a big business in this particular era is that big businesses can hire people to think for them.
Yeah.
And us small businesses have to think for ourselves, which is often difficult.
Well, and you know, there's one other thing in there, by the way. When we think for ourselves, I mean, we do it, but we question ourselves a lot more, I think, than that other relationship you mentioned.
Well,
I think we're more apprehensive about our own conclusions. What do you think?
I think that's absolutely true, and I think it's smart because the big businesses, of course, are hiring experts. Hopefully.
Like you and me, right?
Exactly. Who, but I have the luxury of working on, my company at any rate has the luxury of working on marketing all day long, every day. And we've gotten pretty good at it. And we know what works and what doesn't work. We don't know everything. I wish we did. But a small business guy, obviously, has to know everything, has to know a lot, be mm-hmm. all kinds of experts, not just one. And that can be a tough job. But it is about delivering experiences. And it's also, oddly enough, we all used to think that marketing used to consist of trying to out-shout the other guy.
Right.
And out
manipulate the customer.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And it was about these strange and bizarre concepts such as reach and frequency, which
right.
basically said that if you shouted often enough at large enough crowds,
right.
somebody would begin to believe you. And that just doesn't work anymore. And interestingly, it's all turned around. And instead of the real trick now is not to to broadcast outgoing messages to people as much as it is to deliver experiences that stimulate them to come looking for you.
Right.
And that's a much more subtle and collaborative thing to do than old-style marketing. But it can be done, and I still persist in believing that small businesses are in a better position to do it in many ways.
There's no question about it. And see, this is one of the things that I think still hasn't registered with way too many small business owners, that I still think that they're still a little bit feeling a little bit subordinate. And I think in the things that we're talking about right now, reaching customers, serving customers, creating the relationship, I think we're no longer subordinate in those areas. I think we're the alpha members of that scenario. And we're going to talk about this some more with our good friend Kirk Schaefer. Right after these messages. I told you we'd get smarter when Kirk got here. We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and that's our website, too, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Check out my blog while you're there. And we got a new blog post up right now, so something brand spanking new to check out. We got lots and lots of articles, thousands of those that I've written or my Brain Trust members have written, like our good friend Kirk Chaffetz, who's with us right now. And we've got archives coming out of our ears, thousands of those, on every topic under the small business sun, with our 1,500 plus Brain Trust cadre that we've got there, faculty, you could call them if you want to, the smartest guys on small business in the world, right there in our Brain Trust. Kirk Chaffetz is certainly one of those. Kirk, we were talking about, as we went to the break, we were talking about something that I think is maybe the most important thing that we could talk about with small business owners today, and that is this idea that we no longer have to feel like we're, you know, some kind of a stepchild in the marketplace. We're a child of a lesser god or something from the big companies because they've got all the money and all the leverage, et cetera, et cetera. And we're just this little backwater mom and pop out here trying to make our way, you know, in fly over Main Street America. And the truth is, and you said it a minute ago, with the way in the age of the customer, as I'm calling it, in the age of the customer, and with the tools and the connection of desires of our customers, businesses and consumers, that is granularized, getting so granular and so incrementalized all the way down to the smallest little level, that it's making it, it's where we can do it not only inexpensively, if not almost for free, but also it's activity that we're better at than the big companies. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think we are better at following up on it. And that's what it's really all about, is that follow-up. It's if I tell you a story about my company, if I'm American Airlines and I tell you that I'm courteous and
right,
I'm sweet and I'm kind and I'm going to get you where you're going safely, mm-hmm, and in great luxury, you encounter a rightfully disgruntled employee whose union is thinking of striking the airline, who makes your day miserable and gives you a middle seat even though you're a platinum flyer, let's say, and the next thing you know, they're spilling coffee in your lap at 30,000.
So we know what happened to you last week, don't we, Kirk?
But I say big companies are dependent on hordes of people to create these relationships, and then many times the people they're dependent upon, they have not either treated so well or they had a bad day. These things are completely out of their control, and they do a terrible job at it. My father-in-law actually has a saying that the airline you hate most is the one you flew last.
Right.
and we all, travelers all know that story. Now, this is a huge problem for big business.
Mm-hmm.
This is not a problem at all for small business.
Right.
You can actually control the relationships you have with people. And in an era when the relationship is everything, that control is an enormous leverage.
And here's something that we must stick in here, as in my, which is something in my opinion, is maybe the one of the most important things to remember, and it's not anything that hasn't have anything to do with marketing or connection. It has to do with reality. As a small business, you don't have to conquer the world to be successful. You know, you were talking about being able to rectify a problem, take care of customers. If you don't, you can fix it right away, et cetera, et cetera. Well, you know what? You don't have to fix that many problems to be successful, because you don't have to have that many customers to be successful.
It's absolutely true. Small businesses have the luxury of picking a slice of a market and taking really good care of it, of essentially putting all of your eggs in one basket and really watching that basket.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a critical differentiator. I think the other critical differentiator is that small businesses, customers, as you said, going back to the beginning here, want experiences, they want relationships, they want to be recognized, they want to be cared about. That's an enormously, for a big company to care about me is almost impossible.
Yeah. And here's the thing, let's be fair, it's not that they don't want to. It doesn't scale that way for them.
It's very hard. The processes, systems, management, protocols, you know, levers, gears, and moving parts you have to put into place to care about me if you're, you know, Bank of America, is just much tougher than if you're Webster Bank, which happens to be a strong but smaller, much smaller New England bank.
Every Fortune 1000 CEO would love to give every one of their customers a hug every day, but they know they can't do that.
Absolutely.
And we can virtually do that. Small business owners can essentially do that, and that makes a big difference. But of course, back to connecting with them, and you know, something that you said a minute ago made me think about somebody that I've had the fortune of getting to know lately, John Nesbitt. I've interviewed John twice this year, on my show. That's the third time he's been on the show. But I keep coming back to a prophecy that he made almost 30 years ago, Kirk. The more high tech we have, social media, et cetera, the more high touch we're going to want. And I believe that's a prophecy that's coming true more every day, and nothing is closer to the way small business owners execute than high touch. Quick break, Tintel, stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. Kirk Chaffetz is our guest. He's the author of Thinking Inside the Box. He's the president and the founder of Story Worldwide, which is an outstanding organization. And I think I may have forgotten to even say that in the beginning. I got so excited about you being here, Kirk. Story Worldwide is, folks, I know I talked to you about what he does and all that, but I didn't tell you the name. And that's a pox on me for that, Kirk. Story Worldwide, I'm going to say it again, folks. Is it story.com?
Storyworldwide.com.
Storyworldwide.com, folks. If you want to see what internet connectivity looks like coming at you in the future, go to that website. You need to go check it out. You need to go see what they're doing there. It's very impressive. And basically, you help companies sell their products by telling stories about them and about the relationships they have with customers, don't you?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And go ahead.
As we used to ask, you know, which would you rather see, an ad or a story?
Yeah.
And most people will pick a story every time.
Every time. And you're the only people. I mean, I don't know anybody else who's approaching it like this, folks. And this is what I meant earlier when I said that he knows where we've been. He's been around long enough to know that. He knows where we are, and he sees where we're going. And so when Kirk talks to us today about things that you and I need to be thinking about with regard to connecting with our customers, we need to listen. because he knows what he's talking about. Kirk, one of the things that small, this is, I'm just tying this in with what we, what we've been talking about here, small business owners. The idea, folks, the main theme we've been talking about today is that you are the, you are becoming, you have the ability to claim alpha membership, the alpha, becoming an alpha dog in the marketplace. Whether you believe it or not, with your little small business, I believe this with all my heart. All you got to realize is you got to realize people want to be connected with, not marketed to, that you've got the ability to do that. And one of the things, though, Kirk, is that small businesses have got to quit trying to act big. I think we need to be proud of our smallness. What do you think?
I think that's absolutely true. And people are looking, seeking that smallness. And so I think that the time for small businesses to try to pretend that they're as big businesses is at an end. What you really want to do is loudly proclaim how small you are and how much you care about each and every customer. And I think it begins very simply, and everyone will forgive me for using the name of my company several times in next paragraph. You've got to tell your stories. You've got to, first of all, find the core story. You know, why did you start that business? What need was it supposed to fill? What was it that you believed and still believe and actually know for a fact that you can do better than anybody else for your customers? What are the stories of how it got together? What are the stories of your special ingredients? What are the stories of how you set your hours? What are the stories of how you came to know so much about this particular subject, about whatever your business is about? Tell those stories. It's whether you set that up as a company blog, a company Twitter stream, a company website, or a microsite. However you create that communications architecture, and I'm sure everybody out there knows a 17-year-old kid who can help them with it, the important thing is to tell these authentic stories and then put them out there where your customers can run into them, which on the Internet is not that
well,
hard.
Well, and you know, one of the overt examples of this would be something on YouTube.
Absolutely.
Which you can have your own YouTube. I mean, folks, the leverage that you have right now with technology and reaching people, if you just get your head around the stuff that Kirk has taught us over the last several years and the things he's talking about right now, if you can just get your head around that and get it out of the 20th century, right, Kirk, you got to get your head out of the 20th century if you're going to accomplish this.
You absolutely. I am helping to put together a nonprofit event in Detroit at the moment on a subject that I love dearly, which is storytelling.
Mm-hmm.
And in the old days, we would have, tried to raise a bunch of money and spend a small fortune on newspaper advertising and television advertising to tell people about this. We're not doing that.
Yeah.
We've established a WordPress blog, which is free. Go to WordPress.com, start your free blog.
Right.
We've started a Twitter stream, which is free. Go to twitter.com.
Just got to get going. But of course, now you didn't mean radio, though, right? You were excluding radio from that.
No. Well, the radio you've got.
You
got
to have radio, exactly.
Absolutely.
Hey, Kirk, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
Thank you,
Kirk Chaffetz, ladies and gentlemen. StoryWorldwide.com. Check it out. I promise you won't regret it. Got to go. I'll be back after the news. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.